Oh, hi, Angel. It's Tina from Local Splash. I think I just missed your callback.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, sorry. I was just getting off the other line, and I just missed it when you called.
Okay.
Let me pull the billing back up because I think that's where we left off.
And then you had a footer there as under.
I have to do what? I'm sorry.
What was the name that you put it under, the business?
Oh, I had it under Angel Garcia. Is it really supposed to be Garcia's Towing and Transportation instead?
Yeah, it says Garcia's, but it's Garcia. So Garcia, apostrophe S, Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Then, okay. No, I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, okay, perfect. You're just asking for the actual listing if there was an apostrophe S in there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I did have it that way. I had it Garcia's with apostrophe S, towing, and then the and sign, transportation, right?
Yes.
Good, okay. Yeah, thanks for verifying. I always say it's like, you know, it's always better to be safe than sorry, so no worries at all. And then is the billing address 7579 North Angus Street?
No, the billing address is going to be 4065.
4065, okay.
East DeLary Street.
DeLary? Could you spell it?
C-U-L-A-R-E.
Got it. Okay.
And then it's the street, Fresno, California.
Mm-hmm.
93702.
Okay. And then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Okay. The card number is 4465.
Okay.
4004.
Okay.
And it's going to be 204152-51.
Okay. Expiration?
Expiration date on this, it's 0826.
826. And then the code?
792.
Okay. So I will go through that voice verification recording like I was talking about earlier, Angel, and that's an added form of protection for you. And then I will create the appointment for my technician to call you. And the voice verification is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot. So just kind of bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm, thank you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Garcia Towing and Transportation.
Excellent. And then please state your name and title with the company.
What was that?
It's asking you to state your name and then your title with the company, please.
Oh, okay. Angel Andres Garcia, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay, you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And then your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, June 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that concludes the voice verification recording. And then the appointment for the technician, that will take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. And we're triply booked for the rest of today, but I do have some availability tomorrow. What works best? And then I'll tell you what's open.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Like around 10 a.m.? Is that fine?
Oh, we have one slot open at 10. Let me grab that. So I'm going to block out from 10 to 11 o'clock Pacific time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 10:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour, okay? And then give me one second here. I want to... I want to make sure that because I gave you special pricing and I got the website included and everything, I want to make sure that we send you that in writing so that you can acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into that rate and ensure that it never goes up. I just need to make sure, though, that we get this payment processed, because for some reason it's giving me an error, so I'm going to see if they can help me here. If I can't get them to respond to this right now, then I'll just send it to you after the fact, like maybe, you know, 5 or 10 minutes from now. But hopefully I can get them to do it.
Okay.
Oh, one thing I wanted to ask you that I can ask... is this address or phone number associated with your dad's business at all, or with the former account you had with us?
This one, which is the one you're calling to?
Oh, this is all brand new for your business, right?
This one, the one I'm talking to, is from my, I believe he had added it to his business, to his account.
Okay.
I'm not sure you guys added it.
So you're an authorized user on his account, but this phone number isn't published for that tow company, is it?
Oh, no. The number that I gave you, the 800, no, it's not published yet, but that's the number for that business. I put everything under that number, so that 559-800.
Mm-hmm. 9487, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because with Google, it's very, very important that we don't set up anything that would be conflicting, like a name or address or a phone number or anything like that. So what we do is we just go in and if you have a fresh phone number like you do, that will be perfect. And then for your Angus Street address, apartment 1, I already told you if Google needs to send you a PIN code, they will send it to that address. Okay. And then...
Apartment 101.
Oh, 101. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said 1. I saw the apartment 101, but I said 1. My contacts are a little fuzzy today. That's probably why. So, okay, apartment 101.
No, yeah, they send the Google PIN, right?
Yeah. I don't know if they're going to need that step or not, but just in case you see that 5-digit PIN coming, just make sure to get it back to us.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. So I wonder if something's conflicting with the other account, because every time I try to go in and I try to do the processing, it brings me back. I know what I'm going to do here, I think. I'm going to just try to I tell you, sometimes computers have a mind of their own, right?
Let's see here.
Someone created another account under the 559-800-9457, and I think it was just someone trying to help here because they saw that you were calling in and trying to set it up. But now every time I try to process the payment, it takes me back to that other one, which is kind of like a blank page because there's nothing on it because it's a new entity. So let's just see here.
Well, what business is that one? Or?
No, it's the same one. It says Garcia's Towing and Transportation. So it's the same one. It's just, I think, like I said, someone was trying to be helpful, and they created on our end just a little internal account under that number. But now it's conflicting, so it's just going to take me a second. I'm going to see. He says it's the address. Are you sure it's correct? Oh, no, it's Fresno. It's not, you're not in Tulare, are you?
No.
Okay, that's what I'm telling him. I'm telling him it's not Tulare. Okay.
Oh, for the payment or for the...
No, just for the 7579 North Angus. Oh, hold on one second here.
Yeah, it's Fresno, 93720.
Oh, okay. He's saying it's for the billing address. 4065 East Tulare Street, Fresno, 93727, right?
93727. Because
you gave me 02, but when I Googled it, it pulls up 27 for the zip. So is it supposed to be 02 or 07?
For the billing or for what?
For
the
billing.
The billing. The building is 45 for the card number, right? For the building?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 4565 East Tulare Street, 93702.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. Okay, so give me a second here.
Thanks for the...
I got to send him a screenshot because he doesn't believe me. He thinks that I put the address in wrong, but it's not wrong. I got to send it to, because it's showing here, even when I Google it, that it is coming up with 93702 for the zip. So, and it is coming up in Fresno. So, here.
Yeah, it's the same one where you guys have the other towing, the metal towing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, he's going to try it again. Let's see if it'll work now. So once this payment goes through, Angel, it's going to trigger an email for you that says, photos needed for Google verification. And what that is that as a new business, Google will protect you from a big corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address and a valid business there. So on that card or on that email, it's going to suggest a business license, business insurance, registration. If you don't have any of that, then just send over the alternate stuff, which will say a work vehicle with a license plate or some work tools that are consistent with towing and transportation. So you don't have to send over all 7 items on that email. Just get over to us whatever you can, okay? That will help you. So, and now I see that... Yep. Did you get a text from me right now that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Let me check. Hold on a second. Okay, yes.
Excellent. So there's going to be a little link in that text that says click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is click on the link, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. And then all you have to do is scroll down to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check. Yep. Check the two boxes, one to show you're authorized, one to show that you get text, and then do your signature and hit confirm signature. Your sign that it goes through will be if it asks you for a username and password. Then that means that it went through. And you don't have to worry about the username and password right now because that's already in your welcome email. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in. And then I'm just going to make sure one more time with
your...
It's
not allowing me right now at the moment.
So what happens when you put it in?
It wants me to log into my Google.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't have to log into your Google yet. Is it trying to take you to your old account with us, you think? I wonder. No, it's... Let's see.
Because I had a different email, I think, for that.
I'm just looking here. Before you had 559-545-8323, so that's not the same. And then, oh, the address was still the Tulare Street for the billing. So let me just go over here and see. It was Lafayette Avenue for the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you already have a Google Business profile under that old one that you have access to after you, yeah, after you canceled the program with us, you still maintained the Google Business profile under First American Towing?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put that in the note.
Do a different email or what?
Well, what we like to do is to have a fresh listing created just so it doesn't conflict with the other one. But what I'm going to do is put it in the notes for the technician that you're a former client and you already have that Google listing from the other company. So if they think it would be better to just have you add us as a manager to that one, and then we can update it and optimize it on the first page, we can use that one. Or if they think it's better we create a new one, then they'll create a new one. But either way, just refer to that email that I sent you that says photos needed for Google verification, because that's going to be very, very important that you get, you know, like I said, if you don't have all seven items, don't worry about it. Just send over whatever you can, okay?
Okay, and what exactly was it, one of the seven items?
Let me see if I had it a minute ago where it said it was in the queue. Let me make sure it went out. Oh, it did go out. So you got an email that said local splash initial invoice, and then you got a second one that said welcome to local splash, and then the third one says action needed. Pictures for Google verification. That's the one that has the example of the seven items. Can you check just to make sure I got the email right? Because I copied it from the form that was sent to me. It was Angel Garcia.
Tools and equipment.
Oh, good. You have it.
Vehicle,
yep.
License plate, business license, insurance. Business card, business registration. Give me a second.
Yep. So what we're trying to do, Angel, is we will have that stuff in that Google form so that when we do the verification with Google and it gets ready to publish, if they say, hey, we want to make sure he's a real business in Fresno and we need XYZ from him, then we already have it and we can go on a video call with Google and say, hey, here's the information for Angel Garcia, please publish him. So we're kind of getting ahead of the curve to get that stuff sent in now. And then If you look at the other email that says local splash your initial invoice, that has that same link I was talking about that will help you lock your pricing in. It'll say click here to accept your subscription terms.
It says access your dashboard. Okay, click here. Okay, let's see.
Yeah, I was trying to go back and read the email with you, but you got it there already. So when you click there, it takes you to the local splash terms of experience, right? And you can.
So the fine with that number, or you want me to put the other number?
No. I would put the number in of the one that we're talking to you on now. Yeah, no, the 559-312-83, only because we created the account under your cell phone, but for the business, everything's going to be published under the 800-9487. But just so that the signature goes through, put in the cell phone number and then click the two boxes. Oh, and incidentally, that's the one that we're also sending text to, so that'll make sense if you put that number in. And then when it goes through...
I was wondering if I can do everything through the other number. That way everything can...
Oh, would you rather have text messages going to the other... yeah, let's do that then. No problem.
Yeah, I can separate
just
everything.
Keep it the way it is, just so we can get that to go through and the pricing gets locked in, but I'm updating it on this end.
Okay, so it's going to be $199.
It should be $299 moving forward. Does it say $100 for the Facebook ads also? It should say $199 for the local SEO and then $100 for the Facebook ads. Which I would be surprised if it doesn't because that's what it shows on this end. Oh, yeah, it does. It says that. It says if you scroll down where it says payments, it says $99 setup fee, $199 local bundle, $100 for the Facebook ads, and my site, the website, I got that for you for free. So you paid, if you add that all up, $398. And then it says under that monthly thereafter, it would be $199 plus the $100 for the Facebook ads. So it would be $299 monthly. They should just put it like in there as one payment just so it doesn't confuse people, but they give you the breakdown of it just so you know.
Okay, and then am I able to switch it off of anything? Let's say the Facebook ads are not working.
Of course. Yeah, you could always down the road, if you wanted to, take those Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199. I wouldn't recommend it right away, only because in the beginning, the Facebook ads, well, plus they'll give you results a little bit quicker because we can get them up and running fairly quickly. You know, we say within under 2 weeks, but I've seen them up and running in like 3 to 5 days before on a special request. Right. So, yeah, I would say, you know, probably at least for the first month or two, they'll be extra beneficial. After that, just keep an eye on your dashboard and see how much is coming in through Google and how much is coming in through Facebook, because during that interim, the Google listing is going to publish and you're going to start getting calls from Google. So at that point, you might not even need the Facebook ads anymore. Right. But it's definitely good in the beginning, if that makes sense. You got it? Okay, good. And then I will send you an appointment reminder for that 10 o'clock tomorrow. I did book out from 10 to 11. So other than that, you're all good to go, Angel. So I'm so happy that you got your business ramped up again. That's just such an awesome thing for your business. And then we'll have the technician reach out to you tomorrow, okay?
So for the thing, I just put, because it sent me out already to the local splash, and then it says username, password.
Yep.
Wait until tomorrow, but I'll create one.
No, you don't need to create one. There's a username and password that's in your welcome email that you'll use to get in to that interface, and then once you log in, that password that we sent you is a temporary password. So once you log in, you can change it to whatever you like. So if you go to the welcome email, which is that third email we sent you, you'll see the username and password in that email.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no problem. I actually updated it moving forward. All the cell phone correspondence and all the client calls, they're all going to just go to the 800-9487 line. But for the client interview tomorrow, do you want them to call this number?
Yeah, that's fine. I have this phone with me.
Cool. Perfect. Okay, I'll put that in the notes
for
them to call.
This phone more, so.
Okay, good. So just for business purposes, you'll do the other, right?
Yeah, but just this one because I have my emails and everything with this one right now connected, and I haven't done that to the other one. So, yeah, that'll be great.
I understand. Yeah,
right now.
Makes sense, just so that you have it. Okay, I'll tell them to call the 8365 number tomorrow, the one ending in those four digits, and then they'll be talking to you between 10 and 11 o'clock Pacific time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome, Angel, and have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
You too.
Thanks, bye. Mm-hmm.